Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. In a significant boost to India's indigenous warship building capabilities, Prime Minister Narendra Modi recently commissioned 3 naval vessels at Kolkata, marking a major milestone in the country's quest for self-reliance in defense production. What makes this significant is that all 3 vessels, the stealth frigate in Zdunagiri, the survey vessel in Sanshodhak, and the anti-submarine warfare craft in Agrai, were built by Garden Reach Shipbuilders and Engineers, a Kolkata-based defense public sector undertaking. This simultaneous commissioning of a frontline frigate, a survey vessel, and an anti-submarine craft from a single shipyard underscores the maturing of India's indigenous warship building ecosystem and the deepening of the Atmanirbhar Bharat push in defense. First, let us look at Zdunagiri, which is the 5th ship of Project 17 of the Nilgiri-class stealth frigates. Project 17 is the follow-on to the earlier Project 17, the Shivalik-class frigates, and incorporates significant improvements in stealth shaping, sensors, and weapons. The key features of the Project 17 of frigates include the deployment of BrahMos supersonic cruise missiles for surface strike and the MRASAM, or medium-range surface-to-air missile, for air defense. Crucially, these frigates have roughly 75% indigenous content, with more than 200 MSMEs, or micro, small, and medium enterprises, in the supply chain. It is worth pausing here to note that the design of these frigates was developed by the Navy's In-House Warship Design Bureau, or WDB. And here is something that surprises many students: the reduced radar cross-section of these frigates is achieved through hull shaping and radar-absorbent practices, making them stealthier and more difficult to detect. Building on this, the construction of these vessels is a significant achievement for Garden Reach Shipbuilders and Engineers, which has partnered with Mazago Dock Shipbuilders Limited, or MDL, Mumbai, to build the Project 17 of frigates in a split arrangement. This integrated construction approach, where modular blocks are built in parallel and then joined, compresses build timelines and enhances efficiency. But why does this matter? The roughly 75% indigenous content and the involvement of over 200 MSMEs reflect the maturing of a domestic defense industrial base, aligning with the government's emphasis on Atmanirbharta, or self-reliance, in critical sectors. This is a significant development, as it reduces dependence on foreign suppliers and enhances India's strategic autonomy. Now, let us turn to the strategic context. India's naval modernization is responding to a contested Indo-Pacific maritime environment and the expanding footprint of regional navies in the Indian Ocean region, or IOR. A blue water navy capable of sea control and sea denial requires a steady induction of frontline combatants. The addition of a survey vessel, which enables accurate charting that underpins navigation and operations, and an anti-submarine craft, which counters the persistent undersea threat, shows attention to the full spectrum of maritime capability, not just headline frigates. So what exactly changed? The commissioning of these vessels marks a significant milestone, but challenges remain. Timelines have historically been a concern for indigenous projects, and while integrated construction is helping, consistency is key. Critical subsystems, such as propulsion and electronic components, still have import dependencies that need to be indigenized. And life cycle support, including maintenance, refits, and midlife upgrades, is as important as construction itself. Now, let us look at the way forward. The path ahead lies in sustaining a predictable order book for shipyards, deepening MSME participation, and investing in indigenous propulsion and sensor technology. This will require a concerted effort from the government, the Navy, and the defense industry to create an ecosystem that supports indigenous warship construction and enhances India's strategic autonomy. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? This topic is relevant to GS Paper 3, which covers security and defense technology. Note this carefully, the indigenization of defense production, Atmanirbhar Bharat in defense, and naval modernization are all important themes. For prelims, remember this number, Project 17 of the Nilgiri class stealth frigates, built by garden reach shipbuilders and engineers, with weapons like BrahMos and MRASAM, and designed by the Warship Design Bureau. For mains, the question could be, indigenous warship construction is central to India's strategic autonomy. Discuss the achievements and challenges. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. INS Dunagiri is the fifth ship of Project 17 of the Nilgiri class stealth frigate. The builder is Garden Reach Shipbuilders and Engineers, or GRSE, Kolkata. The weapons deployed on these frigates include the BrahMos supersonic cruise missile and the MRASAM air defense missile. The indigenous content is around 75%, with over 200 MSMEs in the supply chain. The designer is the Warship Design Bureau, or WDB, of the Indian Navy. Also commissioned were INS Sanshodhak, a survey vessel large, and INS Agrahi, an Arnala class ASW shallow water craft. In conclusion, the commissioning of INS Dunagiri and the other two vessels marks a significant milestone in India's quest for self-reliance in defense production, and its implications will be felt in the broader strategic context of the Indo-Pacific region. The development of indigenous warship construction capabilities is crucial for India's strategic autonomy, and this achievement is a testament to the country's growing prowess in this field.